My name is Jan Vidar Elven. I'm an enterprise mobility MVP and work as a cloud and data center architect at a company called Skill. Today, I'm going to present how to perform online PowerShell administration using Azure MFA and privileged identity management. The problem: not all online PowerShell models today support Azure MFA. A lot of the new models have been updated so that they support an authentication process where you can do the MFA. But there are still some PowerShell modules that might lack the support of MFA. Some of the PowerShell modules that do support MFA today are Azure PowerShell with an Azure account. We have the Azure Resource Manager PowerShell with the login Azure RM account. The Azure Active Directory PowerShell also supports MFA with the Connect MSOL service. The public preview of Azure AD PowerShell, the version 2, also supports MFA with Connect Azure AD. And Rights Management Service and SharePoint Online PowerShell also can support Azure MFA using the correct Connect statements. There are still some PowerShell modules that do not support MFA. One of the most prominent ones is the Exchange Online Remote PowerShell. And also, if you want to administer Skype for Business online, Remote PowerShell doesn't support Azure MFA as well. And the Office 365 Security and Compliance Center Remote PowerShell. So we can see that over time, a lot of the PowerShell modules have been updated to support MFA, but there are still some very important modules that do not support MFA today. So that's the problem. Let's take a little bit look on the security and best practice for admins and roles. We have the choice between synchronized on-premise admins or cloud-only admins. And how about normal users that also have admin roles? In my experience, we will find that the best solution is to use a combination to support all of these scenarios and still leveraging MFA. The solution. Well, we can require multi-factor authentication for most permanent admin accounts. For example, when they use portal-based administration tasks, or when they run PowerShell administration that do support MFA. So there shouldn't be any problem there. We have also some temporary and role-based admins. For example, people that need to do some Exchange Online administration once or two times a month, I would recommend that we make them eligible for admin roles with the use of Azure AD Privileged Identity Management. This means that they must activate their role before they access the portals or online PowerShell. And by requiring MFA for role activation, we can accomplish the MFA solution for even when the PowerShell solution doesn't support MFA natively. So either we have temporary or role-based admins or users with admin roles, I would recommend that we make them eligible for activation and by that doing MFA. In the following, I will show how to set this up and the user experience for the admins when using this solution. For this demonstration, I have created a couple of test users. I have one administrator that is a cloud admin and another administrator that's an on-premise admin. And I will call them Ola Norman. So the first I will do is require multi-factor authentication for my on-premise administrator. So I go into the user, click on manage multi-factor authentication. And selecting that user in the multi-factor authentication management portal. And then click enable. By enabling multi-factor authentication for this user, next time he signs in, he will have to verify his authentication methods. So I can see that the status now is enabled. I can close this page now. The other user, I will not do anything with multi-factor authentication at this point. This is the cloud admin. But both of these users are going to be Exchange admins in my organization. So I give my first user a customized administrator role of Exchange administrator and save. So this is the on-premise admin account, which has been synchronized from my local directory. And remember, this user requires MFA after setting this up. And the second user, the cloud-based admin account, will also have the role of Exchange administrator. So I close my admin portal and sign out. And then I will launch a new session. This time I will log in as one of my Exchange admins. So this is the Ola admin account, the on-premise admin account. By signing in, I can see that your admin has required that you set this account up for additional security verification. So I will set it up. So I will elect to send a code by text message and I have to verify it. And I'm done. So now this account is set up with Azure MFA. And as expected, this user have now an admin access. But when I click on the admin portal for Office 365, you will see that the only admin center I have available is the Exchange admin center. All right. Let's try a PowerShell session for this user. First, I need to get the credential of the user. This is required for connecting to Exchange Online. And then I will just copy the connection for creating an Exchange Online administration session using that credential. And you will see that it fails because now the user account has been enabled for Azure MFA. I cannot no longer connect to Exchange Online by using that account. Let's sign out. And I will close my session. And we will start another session. This time I will go to the Azure portal. And I will log in as my global administrator. I have previously enabled Azure AD Privilege Identity Management, and the first global administrator that sets this up will automatically become the privilege role administrator and the security administrator for the company. So first I need to check if I need to activate my roles. And you can see that I have earlier, before I started this demo, already activated my privilege role administrator. So this is an activation that's valid for some time more. And then I can select to manage privileged roles. And then I get an overview of all the roles I have activated in my company. And as you can see, for Exchange Administrator, I have two users. Let's click on that. And correctly, I have the two test users, the Cloud Admin and the On-Premise Admin, and both are set as permanent Exchange Administrators. Now I want to make the Cloud Admin a temporary administrator, and I will do that by clicking on Make Eligible. This will change the user back to normal user, so he can no longer be an Exchange Admin. But if he activates his role, he can be an Exchange Admin for a set period of time. For each of these roles, for example, Exchange Administrator, I can push on Settings and I can specify the maximum activation duration. For example, I have 2 hours here. The default is 1 hour. I can also select different options for notifications or ticketing. And for some roles, I can also selectively enable or disable multi-factor authentication. So let's go out and look at how does this work for this user. So I will sign up with my global administrator. And remember now, if I now log in as my admin account, cloud-based one, and this user hasn't been enabled for multi-factor authentication. When I log into Azure, I can go to Azure AD Privilege Identity Management. And for each of the roles I am eligible for, I can request an activation. So if I press Request Activation for my Exchange Admin role, I can click on Verify Your Identity Before Proceeding. So this is the part where Azure MFA comes in play also for these kind of admin users. So I will verify my identity. And in this case, I have already configured that user to use a mobile app to verify. So after verifying with MFA, I now can select to activate my role as an Exchange Administrator. So I have to provide a reason, doing some Exchange stuff. And then I'm an Exchange Administrator. Now that the Exchange Administrator has been activated, I can try a new session for that user in PowerShell. So first I will get my credential. And typing my password. then I will connect the session to Exchange Online. And now I can import this session. And as you will see, I can now do Exchange Online administration tasks. For example, get some mailboxes. So, in this demo, we have seen that we can combine Azure AD Privileged Identity Management and Azure Multi-Factor Authentication for a complete solution for admins. We can use elevated admin roles with Azure AD Privileged Identity Management and require MFA, and then we can be sure that our admins are verified before they do the admin task they need to do. Discussions and questions to this video are welcome. You can discuss under this video page, and you can also engage with me on the Microsoft Tech community at Twitter or at my blog. Thank you for watching, and more Azure videos will follow.